Hey, Daryl. You good, bro? You ain't picking up calls, dog. What's wrong, man? Daryl, you good? Hey, Daryl.
A child's happiness is priceless, especially on a birthday. You like that?
In consumer news, economic factors may take some spring out of the Easter Bunny step this year.
Look at them all reading off their script, the exact same thing.
Mike Myers says, yeah, baby.
And welcome back to the show. I scream, you scream, you know the rest.
I don't find that funny. I find it scary.
It's the third time I've said that. I'll probably say it three more times. See, in my line of work, you got to keep repeating things over and over and over again for the truth to sink in. To kind of catapult the propaganda.
Reality is, quote, a new normal.
Americans are facing a new normal.
It is a new normal.
Working toward a new normal.
Which is a new normal.
So it's not going to be return to normal. People will have to realize this is not going to go away anytime soon.
And it won't be normal until we get an amazing vaccine to the entire world.
Largement du développement et du déploiement rapide de diagnostics, vaccins et traitements efficaces.
Universal access to vaccination, treatment and diagnostics.
Equitable access to new COVID diagnostics, therapeutics and vaccine.
We must all work together on improving diagnostics, accelerating therapies and ultimately developing a vaccine.
שימו לב, קץ האנושות, אלו המילים.
שימו לב, קץ האנושות, אלו המילים.
The World Health Organization has officially named the
new
novel coronavirus.
The novel coronavirus outbreak.
The coronavirus crisis.
The World Health Organization has
a pandemic. An international public health emergency.
Hi, I'm Fox San Antonio's Jessica Headley.
And I'm Ryan Wolf.
Our greatest responsibility is to serve our Treasure Valley communities.
The El Paso, Las Cruces communities.
Eastern Iowa communities.
Mid-Michigan communities.
We are extremely proud of the quality, balanced journalism that CBS 4 News produces.
But we are concerned about trouble and trying to be responsible.
One-sided news stories plaguing our country.
The sharing of biased and false news has become all too common on social media. More alarming, some media outlets publish these same fake stories without checking facts first.
Mm-hmm.
the sharing of biased and
false news has become all too common on social media.
More alarming, some media simply aren't true without checking facts first.
Unfortunately, some members of the media use their platforms to push their own personal bias and agenda to control exactly what people think. And this is extremely dangerous to our democracy.
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 Cautious while looking for health information in the Twitterverse.
Be extra cautious while looking for health information in the Twitterverse.
Be extra cautious while looking for health information in the Twitterverse.
Be extra cautious while looking for health information in the Twitterverse.
Be extra cautious while looking for health information on the Twitterverse.
Be extra cautious while looking for health information on the Twitterverse.
Be extra cautious while looking for health information in the Twitterverse.
Be extra cautious while looking for health information on Twitter.
Be extra cautious while looking at health information on Twitter.
Something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there, telling me I've got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children, what's that sound?
הקורונה הופכת למחלה רגילה ממש כמו שפעת, כך מודיע הערב ממונה הקורונה לקופות החולים, וקטי דור ראש תחום הבריאות, זה פרסום ראשון שלך, את עם הפרטים.
כן, מיכל, לכן ממש מוקדם יותר הערב, לפני כשעתיים, נפגש פרופסור סלמן זרקא, ממונה הקורונה, עם ארבע קופות החולים, עם הנהלת ארבע קופות החולים, ובה הוא נתן להם בעצם לוח זמנים לסיום הקורונה, כלומר, הקורונה הופכת להיות כמו כל מחלה ויראלית אחרת.
חברי כנסת בליכוד טוענים שנתניהו אמר להם בעיצומו של המשבר את הדברים הבאים. יש דיווחים מהעולם שקיימת הדבקה חוזרת, ואם זה נכון, המשמעות עלולה להיות, שימו לב, קץ האנושות.
קץ האנושות.
And all I see is propaganda. Propaganda. And all I see is propaganda.
D, right? Let's cross out the D. E, let's cross out the E. L, let's cross out the L. T, let's cross out the T. A, I think you know where I'm going. O, O, M, M, I. C, D, R, R, O, O, N, N. What the heck? Media control. Right in front of your face.
Charles Jacob, CNN, reporting live from Saudi Arabia. Oh, I love this country so much.
You guys just don't have a clue.
Now, when you detect this, you can tell it's been launched. Thank you.
Boy, did I almost look stupid.
If you are able to take a question, did you think that the possible threat would be over because it is now morning there? It's what, just after 6 o'clock in the morning?
The whole thing is everyone assumed that the threat would be over because it was early morning. But the thing about Saddam Hussein is that he has never done the expected. And right now we have All right, we are now led to understand that there are also firings in another city in Saudi Arabia. CNN's Carl Rochelle is here with me, just came up. Carl, I know we can't be very specific given these restrictions, but within those parameters, what did you see?
Well, what I saw, I didn't see anything yet. I looked very almost straight above us. There is a vapor trail coming from my right to my left, and there's a cloud of something. It looks like it might have been an explosion of cloud. I'd say... putting on the gas mask. There hasn't been any gas dropped here, we can tell. You may smell some of the fumes from a missile exhaust going off. This is using rocket and cordite.
כן, תמר, כמו שאת רואה, הסופה כרגע נכנסה, רוחות של מעל 120 קמ"ש, עוד לא נראה כזה דבר. גם הקור נכנס בגלל הרוח הצפונית-מערבית, והרוחות הולכות ומתרסקות ממש ברגעים אלה. אני קשה לי ממש, קשה לי לעמוד פה כרגע. הסערה בשיאה, גם קור ושלג. הסערה הזאת תימשך בשבועות הקרובים. אני לא יכול להמשיך לשידור, כי אני לא מצליח לעמוד. עד כאן מהסערה הנוראית הזאת. ביי.
איך התקשורת מעוותת? את האינפורמציה. עכשיו, תסיק את זה על דברים שהם לא רק מזג אוויר. איך,
כן,
לוקחים,
תחשוב.
איך לוקחים גשם מקומי, וכדי לעשות קליקים, אפרופו מה שקרה היום, כותבים שערה בדרך. ולמה אתה בתור לקוח אוכל את זה? אתה יודע שכל גשם היום זה שערה וסופה.
נכון.
כל גשם שערה וסופה. אין כזה דבר.
ממש ככה.
מתחיל גשם שערה סופה. אני אומר גשם מקומי בצפון, מעביר את זה לעורך, העורך כותב שערה, מוציא פוש שערה בדרך. לכן באתי לוויינט, לנסות, אני עדיין עובד על זה, לחנך אותם. לתת מידע אמיתי.
Well, Joe and Sandra, this is the only way Eric and his friends can get across the street from his home because as you can see, Church Street is a bit overwhelmed this evening. Every time it rains hard,
it floods hard.
I don't know why I bring all these papers. I never look at them.
Oh, when you're giving numbers, I do. I go, oh. Did you really say that?
I just say whatever they write down for me.
That's why I look at them.
Well, I've been a journalist for about 25 years, and I was educated to lie, to betray, and not to tell the truth to the public.
אנחנו במצב מאוד מאוד קשה מבחינת תקשורתי. הפרד ומשול, כל הזמן זה לשסות ולפלג, לשסות ולפלג. הכתבים מביאים את העובדות. עכשיו, הם צריכים את המשרד שמאכיל אותם. אם הם יתחילו להגיד דברים נגד המשרד, אז הם לא יקבלו את הכותרת הבאה, אז הם שומרים לו יהיה להיות אחד יותר, אחד פחות, פשוט עדר של כבשים שצופה האזרח. לא יכול להאמין לאף אחד שאני לא מוכן להיות צינור להעברת שקרים.
Essa Globo é uma merda de imprensa. Vocês são uma porcaria de imprensa. Vocês são uns caras, cala a boca, vocês são um canalha. Vocês são jornalismo, canalha, vocês fazem, canalha, que não ajudam em nada. Vocês não ajudam em nada. Vocês destroem a família brasileira, destroem a religião brasileira. Vocês não prestam. A Rede Globo não presta. É uma péssima órgão de informação. Se você não assiste a Globo, você não tem informação. Se assiste, está desinformado. Você tem que ter vergonha na cara se prestar um serviço porco que é esse que você faz.
All journalists from really respected and recommended big German newspapers, magazines, radio stations, TV stations, they are all members or guests of those big transatlantic organizations. And there, in these transatlantic organizations, you are approached to be pro-American. And there is nobody coming to you and say, well, we are the Central Intelligence Agency. Would you like to work for us? No, this is not the case how it happens. What they do, these transatlantic organizations, is they invite you. They invite you for seeing the United States. They pay for that. They pay all your expenses and everything. So you are bribed. You get more and more corrupt. Because they make you good contacts. You won't know that those good contacts are, let's say, non-official, non-official covers or officially people working for Central Intelligence Agency or other American agencies. So you make friends. You think they are friends and you cooperate with them. They ask you, well, could you do me this favor? Could you do me that favor? And so your brain more and more is brainwashed through these guys. And your question was, is this only the case with German journalists? No, I think it is especially the case with British journalists, because they have a much closer relationship. It is especially the case with Israelis.
זה לא מזיז לי, גיא. אתה מאמין לי? זה לא מזיז לי. יש אמת, אוקיי? ובניגוד למרבית העיתונאים במדינת ישראל, ואני לא אומרת את זה כדי להתייהר. שלוש שנים אני עשיתי תחקיר. זה דבר אחד. דבר שני זה שמהרגע שקמו ערוצים המסחרים, בעיקר, אז נוצר ערבוב מאוד מסוכן בין הכסף לעיתונאים.
The point is that the media around the world are not only influenced by corporate dollars and interests, but they are often a tool for disseminating intelligence community propaganda and promoting the agenda of the ruling class.
In 2020, the public became aware of the true power wielded by the big tech companies that run the popular social media platforms. Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, TikTok, Google, and Amazon all sought to downrank, shadow ban, delete, and or ban information that went against the accepted narratives for COVID-19, the 2020 election, and basically any other topic deemed controversial.
And now it is happening. Google is acting directly to shape what people can say and what they're allowed to speak. It's a direct effort to stifle free speech.
להיות מסוגל להציג עמדת מיעוט. כשזה מאוד קשה, כי עשו שיימינג משוגע. לכל מי שהעיז להטיל ספק, תעזבי להביע עמדה קטגורית נגד, אלא להטיל ספק. גמרו עליך, לא משנה אם אתה עיתונאי, רופא, חוקר, נובליסטים. עשו מהם צחוק בכל העולם, אגב זה לא רק בישראל. בכל העולם, תופעה עולמית. אל תעצבנו אותי כאן. אל תעצבנו, לא כדאי לכם לעצבן אותי.
דברת על אמת.
תקשיב, אני בניגוד אליכם, במשך שלוש שנים אספתי את כל המחקרים, את כל הדעות האחרות, גם היום, אוקיי? את החשיפה הכי גדולה שבה משרד הבריאות מודה בהקלטת סתר שיש תופעות לוואי קשות.
The Ministry of Health in Israel is actively hiding critical information about side effects of the vaccines from the Israeli public.
גיא לרר, יש פה הקלטת סתר שהייתה צריכה לפתוח מהדורות ופותחת בכל העולם, אבל לא כאן.
Today sit down with Retzef Levy, an expert in risk management and health systems, and a professor at the MIT Sloan School of Management. He's co-authored a paper that found a 25% rise in heart attack emergency calls among young Israelis after the country's rollout of the COVID genetic vaccine.
The main question that we need to ask ourselves is, do we have enough evidence from this study and many other studies to say, halt?
Today we take a look at a series of leaked videos that show authorities in Israel, one of the most vaccinated countries in the world, knew much more than they let on about the vaccine's side effects.
Hey, we got a problem here. Basically, they're told that the vaccines are killing and hurting people, and you're withholding that information from the Israeli people.
So the latest Israeli vaccination studies are out, and Steve Kirsch says the results prove that the government was lying all along about the frequency of adverse events from COVID shots. Shocker.
Just know, guys, if mainstream media is coming out and saying it, bombshell info, folks, undeniable evidence, the base. As long as they keep you distracted and the public distracted with non-existent viruses, the public will never look into what the real reason is for many of them getting sick. They'll never look up. They'll never check the chemtrails. They'll never look into what's in the water, what's in the food supply. Never look into, is 5G radiation really harming my health?
We know, and we knew, that this is all bullshit, and that we've been had. But we are going to hound you down, the people that are guilty. We are going to hound you down and hold you accountable, and we will expose your global agenda so that the people can be free in the future. Because I love my kids, I'm looking forward to my grandkids.
I just want to remind everybody who pays for the news. Who pays for the news? Who pays for the news? I want to remind you.
It is brought to you by Pfizer.
CBS Health Watch, sponsored by
Pfizer.
Anderson Cooper.
Anderson Cooper is brought to you by Pfizer.
By Pfizer.
That's right.
ABC News Nightline.
Who's it brought to you by?
By Pfizer.
Oh my God.
Brought to you by Pfizer.
Oh,
CNN.
CNN tonight. Who brings you it?
Brought to you by Pfizer.
Pfizer brings you it.
Brought to you by
Pfizer. That's right.
Friday night on Aaron Burnett.
CNN.
Front.
Who brings it to you?
Brought to you by Pfizer.
That's right.
I think trust science.
Well, and a question for you. I've heard you have not yet had your shot. When do you plan to get it?
The sooner I can, I will.
Have you taken the vaccine, sir?
No, I haven't taken it yet. And people will believe much more on this vaccine if the CEO is getting vaccinated. So likely I will get it.
As Seth knows, we are now throwing those into the garbage. It's sad to say. I'm in the process of throwing 30 million doses into the garbage because nobody wants them. Every country, and nobody wants to take them. The issue in many countries is people don't want vaccines. In the US, people don't want vaccines. Around the world, we have a lot of people who don't want the vaccine.
It's a war. It's a war on our spirits, a war on our mind. And in war, your family's taken out, your loved ones are taken out. The fear that controls so many people, it won't control you. If you don't allow it.
I'll ask you a few yes or no questions, and you just answer truthfully. Do you understand?
Yes.
Every broadcast, they're disgusting. Broadcasters are disgusting. It's all vanity. They can't wait to put on their makeup. They can't wait to look good. They can't wait to say something they don't even know anything about. They can't wait to sell their new slogan to help destroy the life within you. You! Turn it all off. Give yourself a break. Just give yourself a break. That's all you gotta do.
שבת בבוקר, יום יפה, אמא שותה המון קפה, אבא קורא המון עיתון, ולי קנו המון בלון. שבת בבוקר, יום יפה, אמא שותה המון קפה, אבא קורא
המון עיתון,
המון עיתון, ולי קנו המון בלון. אפשר ללכת לירקון ולשוט שם בסירה, או לטייל לצוף החול ולשוב בחזרה. אפשר לכתוב פרחים כאלה שלא עשו,